America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess Jim Roy put it well. That was just a workmanlike victory. Was it pretty? Was a bit clunky at times. Shooting was on both sides of the floor, but a win is a win, and you move on to take on the Boston Celtics.
Bonte, are you familiar with the debut album of Three Times Crazy?
Stacking Chips?
That's what that was. That was a Stacking Chips kind of a game. All right? You just got to beat the opponent and move on because you're facing three teams in a row here that are 22-1 combined, yep. Right? So you're looking at two of the undefeated teams in the league, and then you're looking at Boston that only has one loss, and oh yeah, they're the defending champion. Yep. So are the real tests coming? Of course they're coming. But to get Steph Curry back and to integrate him and to continue to just play good connected basketball, it's not going to be perfect every single night. But like, stack chips, right?
Stack chips.
Get victories, stack chips. And dare I say, we're halfway there. We're halfway to the point of what I would say that I'm allowing myself to believe.
And what?
That the Warriors could make a deep run.
Calm down.
We're saying out loud.
Calm down. That we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Calm down.
We're five games over 500 currently, and if we can get to 10, I'll start believing.
Let's relax just a little bit. I love the way they're playing. I do. But it's not lost on me that they beat the Wizards, they beat the Jazz, they beat the Blazers. They beat the Pelicans, who lost to the Blazers last night. But I will say four matters.
Are they just awful?
Dude, they may be trying to get Willie Green fired or something. I have no idea.
They have talent.
Dude, they lost to the Blazers last night. Zion didn't play. They got lost by 18 points last night. Zion didn't play.
Chauncey's cooking up there in Portland.
I mean, CJ McCollum didn't play. Trey Murphy's out.
McCollum's done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Blazers, man, don't break them up. They're 3-5 right now. They beat the Pelicans twice this year.
Don't break them up. A sentence that might not be uttered all year.
Don't break them up, maybe, or break up the Blazers. You may want to do something.
Chauncey's found something.
No, but hey, you're playing hard for Chauncey. The NBA season, there's only like a handful. Like even when the Warriors were at their height, right? We all would agree. Like we could look at the schedule and it'd be like I'm going 2018 Warriors.
Lakers lost to the Pistons.
There's like seven games in like a 60 game stretch that like would matter. You know what I mean? For the most part, there are a lot of bad teams in the league. And I know that some of the good ones do reside in the West. I would say the majority of the good ones, just because it feels a little jumbled, right? The best team I believe is Boston, but neither here nor there. Point being is that you're going to have these games against the good teams, but to me, they're playing a good brand of basketball. And you said it in the green room, and I'm just going to bring it up now, not to steal your thunder. But if Draymond Green is going to hit corner threes and hit a couple of layups and throw those alleys to Kuminga, because you have to honor the jump shot of Draymond, which is something I didn't think we would have happen at this age, it does change the dynamic in the half court for this team. You can play combinations of other players like GP2 with Trayce Jackson-Davis and get away with it.
Well, Steph, he said it on our postgame show. We had Steph on. We're lucky to get Steph on. And you know, he feels good with the left ankle as he made his return after a three-game absence. But I asked him, I threw the little useless stats in there. He kind of chuckled. And I was just like, you know, what does it mean? Can you discuss Draymond being aggressive off it? He goes, look, man, I don't care if he goes 0-20. If he's aggressive offensively, it gives them another dimension. And you look at the, 18 points is great from Draymond. But the 5-7 and 3-4 from the three-point line, he's grabbing rebounds. He's dropping dives, 5 dives, 8 rebounds. He's playing and I do believe that this is sustainable for Draymond Green as he ages into the league. Look, There's no doubt he's a smart basketball player. His IQ's off the charts. Defensively, we know what he does. He's an all-world defender. There's no doubt. One of the best defensive players we've ever seen in this league. But if he's aggressive offensively and he works on that shot and he stays aggressive with that shot, his career could age gracefully. It really can. When you get double digits from number 23, that's a whole new dimension now. Now Wiggins can have an off-night shooting. All of a sudden, yeah, Kaminga, you can shift him to the bench and he's giving you instant productivity. Buddy Hield, if he's allowed an off-night, you can survive that because Draymond Green is adding something offensively. Right now, he's playing some very, very good basketball, and I love where his game is at. And the fact is that Steph, no setbacks, 24 points in 24 minutes. He got cooking in the third quarter with 15 points. The two leaders in his team, the two pillars that are left on the court, alongside Kevon Looney, this is a great development that we're seeing from Draymond Green offensively. This is an awesome, and it's something that, you know, we go back and forth with this, and I said, man, Draymond just needs to let it fly. Let it fly. I've been thinking about this for 3 years, just let it fly. And now he's as confident as ever in shooting that shot. I can't wait to talk to him, like, man, how much did you work on that in the offseason? Because it looks good right now. He's playing it. And by the way, he did shoot 39.5% from three last year. So I do think he has it in there to shoot 35 to 40% from three.
The shot just doesn't look as flat as it has in years past. Look, this is going to go down the rabbit hole here. I always thought that Draymond, when he hurt his shoulder, I don't know if it was 18 or 17, he never got the proper shoulder surgery. Mm-hmm. And I believe he played in the Olympics or FIBA or something that summer. Mm-hmm. He wanted to play, which I'm not knocking him for that. Like, he wanted to play. And he never got that shoulder right. Remember when he hurt it?
Yeah, I do
remember.
And
I felt like his shooting form kind of changed a little.
Was that
18?
Was that with KD or without KD?
I think
that
it was with KD.
Maybe in 18. Maybe in 18. I got to look that up. I remember the shoulder injury. Yeah, you're right about
shoulder
that.
Injury, and this is just Joe's wild conspiracy theories. But like, if you've ever hurt your shoulder, it compromises being able to lift, right? And there's two things. Number one, you need rest, and sometimes it can scar over, whatever. I know the real doctors are going to call in and tell me I'm a moron, but like, when I didn't have healthcare, I remember I separated my shoulder, and it took a long time for my shoulder to be right. Like, a long, long, long time. And I think about Draymond Green, like, okay, physically it changes how you shoot, and then it takes time, and then now there's the psychological part of it, because shooting is psychological, I believe, to a degree, especially for the guys like Draymond, not the Steph Currys and whatnot. Those guys are just amazing, and they have so much confidence, but confidence is a big part of it. And I think it was like a twofold. I think he was reluctant to shoot because of the shoulder. His shot got changed, and then I think he lost confidence in it. And when you play alongside a lot of great great shooters, you're more liable to pass the ball, and you take a backseat. Well, now they need him, and I think him hitting some buckets has enabled the team to be able to play defensive personnel alongside of him and kind of get away with it. But I'm looking at their defensive rating right now. Clearly, Oklahoma City, number one in the league in defensive rating. Number two, it's the Golden State Warriors. Now, it's a tenth of the way through the season. You played bad teams. But we know when the Warriors are the Warriors, they're bombing threes. They're playing great defense. So this is a huge development.
He had Ron Adams back in 2016-17. It's KD's first year. I remember they're in Salt Lake City. And Ron had joined. This is my first year here at 95.7 The Game. And Ron Adams, he had noticed that Draymond's, and this is, I think, before the shoulder, but he had kind of subtly said, because remember the whole backpack hoodies were coming out by Warriors World, they had the backpack hoodies. Oh, he shoots with a backpack on. Well, Ron Adams had told him, but he had gave him a subtle adjustment and say, hey, just keep your back. He like, move your back a little bit this way. It was a little subtle adjustment. Yeah. I wanted to ask Ron about it yesterday, but we only had 10 minutes about it. And from that point, Draymond's shot was really rolling. Then Kevin Durant, as he gets acclimated to the Bay Area, and Draymond, and I get it. There's KD, there's Klay in his prime, there's Steph in his prime. And it's like, oh, I don't really need to shoot. I've got KD, Klay, and Stephen Curry. So you don't work on it. And so that's what made 2019 a little disappointing when they opened up Chase Center. Was it was drained a bunch of rooks, right? Jordan Poole and Pascal, and you know, you're not winning many games. I thought that was the year Draymond admitted that, hey, man, I kind of melted in that season. I wanted him that year to just work on his game, knowing that Steph is going to be back, Klay's going to be back. They ended up trading for Andrew Wiggins midway through the year and just work on the threes. Just shoot them. Forget the percentages. Just shoot them. Get your game right. Well, that didn't happen. But now, as we fast forward to 2024, and there's no Clay, there's no CP3, and you're acclimating Buddy Hield and Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Podziemski, and you got this new crop of Warriors right now, his shot does look really, really good. He's being aggressive offensively. He's hitting big shots, too. It's not just first quarter threes. He's hitting big fourth quarter threes, which is a very, very welcome sight for Draymond Green. So we got to give him some love because he's playing very, very well. Let's go down to South Beach. We got some calls to South Beach? South Beach, Miami.
Monte, before you go to the call, they're like a top five offensive rated team and they're a top five defensive rated team. Now, I know they're playing weaker opponents, but that's the recipe. If they want to go somewhere this year, that is the recipe. Let's do this. Let's go to
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.